Good evening, everybody. Stormy Mitchell along with Marcus Stone, and we're at Ravenwood, home of the Raptors, where they're going to host the Brentwood Bruins tonight in a backyard brawl, better known as the Battle of the Woods. Just had a beautiful rendition of the Star Spangled Banner sung by the choral group here for Ravenwood. The colors are being presented on the field. Ravenwood has just run on the field from the northern end zone. Marcus, there in all black tonight is a blackout night. They've got on the beautiful black uniforms with red numerals trimmed in gold with the gold black helmets, but I've got to tell you on the front end, the numbers are hard to read.
Normally they are, but it's a lot easier now that the sun is down. The captains are moving out to the middle of the field right now. I'm going to give you those really quickly. For Brentwood, number 15, Caleb Hasselflung. Number 34, Jordan Nicholas. Number 58 is Clay McCarty. And number 50 is Tank Starr. For Ravenwood, we have number 2, Anthony Holmes. Number 15, Drake Anthony. Number 53, Graham Barton. And number 55, Reagan Carlson.
We have got, here go the Bruins run on the field. Marcus, they're decked out in all white tonight. White cleats, white socks, white pants, white shirts with the royal blue numerals, and those brilliant, almost Notre Dame gold helmets.
I mean, it's the traditional Brentwood look, and it's classic.
It's a very classic look. Brentwood's all white tonight across the way. Huge crowd here tonight. Standing room only. The Battle of the Woods has got a neighborhood brawl where people have, literally next door neighbors or across the street neighbors are battling tonight.
Sorry, I'm just a little worried, though. When it was Brentwood Franklin to start the season, it took me 45 minutes to get out of the parking lot. I'm a little worried how long it's going to take me tonight because just many people are here.
Probably twice as many, but it's not. Now, I'm not going to jinx it, but there's no rain in the forecast tonight as in last week. Appreciate everybody dealing with us last week as we went through the hour and a half delay. Marcus is going to do who's getting the flip of the coin. We'll have that determined here shortly.
Tell me, Brentwood has won the toss, and they chose to receive. And Ravenwood is defending, and that looks like the South end zone.
It is the south end zone. The wind tonight, by the way, is blowing out of the north. It's 84 degrees. The wind's from the north at about 8 to 10 miles an hour. We got folks listening in all over this planet. David Hughes up in Kentucky. The Honorable Robert Ackle is listening on AM 950. As he says, he's doing it old school, and I always appreciate him tuning in. I think he should be also giving us a breath of things as Independent takes on Franklin tonight. So we'll have updates for on the domino scoreboard. Marcus, your last-minute thoughts. You got the Battle of the Woods. This is one we, this playoff atmosphere is one we look for.
Stormy, I'm going to give you the starting lineup real quick. Brentwood's going to be on offense at quarterback number 9, Dylan Stevens. At running back number 34, Jordan Nicholas. At wide receiver, you got number 25, Carter McKechnie. Number 29, Avery Williamson. And number 5, Chase Bishop. Yes, that Bishop, as in Blaine Bishop. Wow. Your offensive line for Brentwood. Partison, Harrison, Davis, Starr, and McCarty. At tight end, Austin Stradlin. Over on the other side of the ball, for defense, starting on the defensive side of the ball. At your defensive back, Ian Gatlin, Drake Anthony, Jordan Smith, Ben Severance, and Garrett Mormon. Your linebackers, Avery Miller, Junior Colson. Your defensive line, Dallas, Carver, Dawson, and Wright.
Well, the kickoff for Ravenwood is Luke Akers on 18. Yes, that is of his Fred Akers' dad kick for the Eagles. Back is Chase Bishop and McKechnie for the Bruins. High end over kick. Beautiful blue skies. Ball comes down at the 3-yard line. Taken by McKechnie. He's to the 10. He's the 15. And a host of black-clad Raptors wrap him to the ground at the 15-yard line. And Brentwood's in business, first and 15, going north to south, 85 yards from pay dirt.
Let's see what Stevens can do against this Ravenwood offense, Tommy. See if they start off trying to get it going quick, or they're going to go on the run game.
Is it Stevens or Granzow?
I just went by the 2-deep.
Okay. Well, it looks like they threw a curveball as Granzow's going to start, sophomore. He's in the backfield. He is next to Nicholas. Jordan Nicholas, number 34. Brentwood comes out, two wide receivers to the right, one to the left, waiting on the official to open the play clock. Jordan Nicholas is averaging, Marcus, right about 110 yards of carry, how he wishes, a ball game. And the Brentwood offense is averaging right at 150 yards passing, right at 300. Total offense, very balanced. Hand off to Nicholas, and he comes right, he's dragged down for no gain, for a loss. That's Rice, number 25 for the Raptors on the tackle. Brian Rice, who played really well last week, he's just a junior. He's 6'1", 210. Got that quick first step, Marcus.
Sorry, I'm looking out here at the defensive backs. The corners, they're playing bump and run. They're not going to give any of these receivers cushion. They must not respect their speed.
Well, there's a lot of speed on the Brentwood side of the field. The white-clad Bruins tonight decked out in gold. Stands out, takes a snap, keeps it himself, plows forward. Nice game, 6-yard gain right to the 20, 21-yard line. It's going to bring up a long third down. A shout-out to Mr. James C. Parker, as we said earlier, saw him tonight. He's seeing game number 419 consecutive, 419. Mr. Parker, you're a gentleman and a scholar left. There's so very few of us. That's all I can say. Parker, no comment.
What are you saying about me, Stormy?
I'm getting you. Third and five. Fanzel looks right, looks up, got a man over. He's under pressure, and he's jacked at the 15-yard line.
I mean, you can't really give that to any one person. That pocket just collapsed on Granville right there. He might even trip it over his own offensive lineman.
Sounds like it. Number 23 looks like Miles Dawson, the junior linebacker, 5'11", 205, comes in. He led the charge for the Raptors, and it looks like it's punt formation.
And Ravenwood's going to get the ball in great field position. Their return man standing on his own 45. I'm guessing it's not going to get that far, though.
The kicker is Tabor Miller, number 95. I watched him warm up. He was averaging 40, 45 yards on his punt. He was as long as 48 yards on field goals. Good snap. Wow. Into the stratosphere. Beautiful kick taken right at the 45-yard line as it crossed midfield. And that's number 25 on the reception. Correction, that is number 15 on the reception. That is Andrew Mason at 16, if I can count. There you go. Marcus, your first thoughts on the first series?
Sorry, Brentwood didn't have any momentum. Ravenwood was challenging them to throw the ball down the field. They weren't going to give them any underneath stuff. And one drive, one punt for Brentwood. Let's see what Ravenwood can do.
Sounds good. Shout out to Doc Thomas, Patrick Hughes. I'm hoping, I hope that everything's okay in Wilmington. Tommy, you and your family have been in our prayers with that Hurricane Flo coming into town. And I know you said you had 20-plus inches of rain, still raining. I'm hoping you're going to stay in Delray. Tune in to AM950Radio.net. Enjoy the Battle of the Woods. And here we go. We got the officials again in great consternation. Marcus seems to be the theme week after week.
I mean, they follow us around, Mr. Earl.
Not being able to get the clock synchronized, and we could just sit here and stutter and stammer.
Would wonder why they just don't come out like 20 minutes before the game and, you know, just give a trial run.
You know, a little planning and forethought would really be nice.
I mean, what are these referees doing this with 20 minutes before the game? Even that, what about an hour before the game? Why, right when they get here, they practice with the clock.
I mean, you got another job, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah.
You work to what, 5 o'clock? You got here on time. I got two or three jobs. I got here at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Well, it's called effort. It's called being dedicated. And the officials are still sitting down. They're trying to decipher how to work the remote control on the scoreboard.
Have we determined what a pack of zebras is called? Is it a pack, a flock,
a herd?
A herd.
A gaggle? I think it's a gaggle of geese. I don't know. A bevy, a bozo. That's what it is. Hey, sorry.
And it looks like they're breaking up now.
Did I say that? Did Mitchell say that? With 9:40 to go in the first quarter, Raywood's going, excuse me, left to right on the radio dial. They're dressed all black tonight with red numerals trimmed in that beautiful gold, those gold and black, very shiny helmets.
And Story, who knew that we come to a football game and we'd see a dance competition? It looks like half the Ravenwood huddle is dancing right now.
So you think you can dance?
And that was, who was that?
That's Anthony Miller. And Anthony Holmes.
No,
you know,
Holmes, yeah.
And you know what? He can dance.
Rather him than us.
Yes, yeah. It would be not pretty. Here we go. The Raptors going. They're 5 yards on their own side of the 50-yard line. First and 10. 9:40 to go. Fake handoff taken by.
Nose on that one.
That looks like that was either Holmes or Tony Rice. Tony Rice on the jet sweep. That was a tough 5 yards. Got the ball right to the 49-yard line. Tank Star, big off defensive and offensive guard for Brentwood on the tackle. The sun finally got down behind the mountain to our west. We can actually see those sidelines. A beautiful blue sky. The moon's up in the southwestern sky tonight. 82 degrees. It's perfect football weather. Second down, second and 7. Handoff again to Rice. He's crossed the 50. He's at the 45. He dances 40. Finally tackled down to 43-yard line. That's a Ravenwood first down.
Only once again, he had more yards gained right there. He was calling his own man.
Yep. It's called patience follows blockers. That's why they put them in front of you, not behind you. First down, Raptors. And correction, that was Anthony Holmes rather than Rice. Both of them about the same size. We keep saying that. Both about 5'11", about 160. Brian Garcia, number four, at the shotgun formation. Hands off, takes it off the left tackle across the 40 to the 35. Dives forward to the 35-yard line. And that's Tony Rice again for the Raptors.
Only they're picking up yardage in chunks right now. Something Brentwood couldn't do when they had the ball.
Appreciate Dr. Thomas Patrick Hughes, one of the best doctors in the whole wide world. Give us a little shout-out to there. Also, shout-out to Lieutenant Dan. And we're trying to channel our Larry Munson. My God, he's such a freshman. Here we go. It's first question. Second down, second and three from the 35, 7:52. First quarter, no score. Garcia rolls to the right. Shotgun formation. Got a man open in the flat, and he overthrows it.
A little too much juice on it. So we had a man that had about 5 yard cushion on the defender. He just couldn't arch it in there.
A lot of pressure for inside linebacker for Brentwood. Sterling Ambrose was number 10, was putting pressure on Garcia. Garcia was kind of rolling right out of the pocket. In for the Raptors coming in is Shane Craig, junior wide receiver, 5'11", 170. Giving the play to Garcia. By the way, Garcia is he's channeling his shortstop work. He is a fine shortstop, played on the National Championship Little League team the years back. Fine athlete. Third and three from the 35.
Oh, and he got Brentwood to jump.
And Brentwood's got the hiccup, and it's going to be a first down for the Raptors.
Coach Crawford is not going to like that. He gave away a first down.
Yeah, that'll send him into delirium.
At least make him earn it, boys. At least make him earn it.
Appreciate the great folks at Domino's, 790-8855, where you know that three-topping pizza, $7.99. Pick it up yourself on Downs Boulevard, or they'll deliver it for you. They're going to bring us the scoreboards. Marcus will have that for us later. First and 10 from the 30. Garcia hands off again up the middle. Wow, nice burst to see. Quick hit to the 22-yard line.
That looks to be Rice again, right up the middle.
And it's Riceland Rice tonight. Boy, he is doing a great job. Big offensive holes up the middle, Marcus, through the ABC gap on the right and left.
I mean, he's picking up 5, 6, 7 yard chunks each time he gets the ball. Now we're sitting here second and three at the 23.
You love it when it's second and three. We're at 7:07. No score.
That just opens up your playbook. So, I mean, second and three, you can play action. You can take a shot down the field. A
lot of different options. Brentwood is in white defending their goal. Their Ravenwood has thrown the Brentwood side of the field at the 23-yard line at 6:50 mark. Garcia is still in shotgun formation, and they're going to the game again. And plows up the middle. Man, he has met the 20-yard line. It's going to be close. Depends on the spot. Maybe another Raptor first down.
Yes, Norman, it's going to be a first down. Looks like he has it by about a half a yard, but I'm a little surprised by the conservativeness of the play. When you're sitting here at second and three, take a shot for the end zone.
Well, that was right for another first down. I'll tell you what, Coach Matt Daniels is, I'll tell you what he's doing right now, Marcus. He's got his mind made up. They're going to win this ball game in the trenches. As the kid said last night at Raywood, we just want to keep hitting them in the mouth or they just don't want to be hit anymore.
Oh, that's what they're doing, Stormy, right up the middle.
Only one pass thrown, and that was errant. First and 10 from the 20 at the 6:15 mark. First quarter, handoff left Jordan Smith, and he plowed forward to the 18-yard line. Number 44, also the strong safety. Jordan Smith got an IQ. It's about triple mine. Comes in this ballgame as a junior. Jordan Smith is, boy, my two marks. He's one of those kids you just want on your team. He's 6 foot, 190, plays rugby, and you can spell tough, T-U-double-F with him. Second and 7 at the 17. There's still first quarter action. Garcia's looking to the left. He's rolling right. Got a man open. It overthrows him at the goal line.
Boy, that one sailed a little bit. Threw off his back foot, and it's a little bit lucky because if it was on target, it probably would have been intercepted.
And I was trying to see who was in coverage that time. It looks like number four, Walker Merrill, did a nice job dropping back for the Bruins. Brings up third down, third and seven. Garcia's going all the way at quarterback. He's dropped straight back. He rolls to his right. Got an open field. The ball's tipped, but no, it's caught. And he's drilled at the 12-yard line by a bird. A Bruins in on the tackle was number 22. That's Gary Howard.
Or that was Jake Brinstuhl on the catch. Big tight end. Sophomore, 6'5", 200. Can he put 6'5", and only 200 pounds? Imagine when he gets older and fills into that 6'5", frame.
Well, Patrick Whitlock told him, don't get hurt. I'm in Chicago tonight watching the Cub play. You're not the only one missed out on that one. He's going up there to watch Vandy play tomorrow.
Well, he did. I am the only one that missed out. He's there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, it's Mark Short. It's 4th and 1 at the 11. Jordan Smith is to the right hip of Garcia. Smith takes it off left tackle. He's across the 10. He's still on his feet. Dragged down just over the 5-yard line. That's another Raptor. First down.
He showed off his speed there. He's more of a big power back. He showed off his speed to the outside. Raced to the the pylon, came up a little short, but he got the first down.
Came in last year as a sophomore, one game. We hadn't seen him all year, and he gained 236 yards in his first game as a tailback. And I went, what? where did they get this guy? And he said he'd rather play defense. First and three from the three, 4:23 to go. Ravenwood going south to north. Trick play to Garcia. Touchdown! Hand it off to the tailback. He ran left, rolled back right. Threw it back to Garcia on the cornerback pass, on the running back pass. It's a 3-yard completion, and the Raptors on the board. Going for the extra point was 4:13 mark. 4:13 to go. The Raptors on the mark in the Battle of the Woods.
Oh, that was a Philly special right there. That's what the Eagles did against the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Thank you. I was going to say it was a Super Bowl play that the Philadelphia ran. The kick is Akers, number 18. The ball spotted at the 10-yard line. It's a 20-yard effort. Waiting on the snap. That kick's on the way. High, long, beautiful in the sunset field. Guy, and it's good. 4:13 tomorrow. We're taking a 1-minute break. This is sports. AM 950.
Hey, this is Stormy Mitchell, and I want to cordially invite you to the church at West Franklin. You'll be greeted with a warm smile, firm handshake, some of the best coffee in town, excellent music, and some of the finest preaching this side of heaven. The church is located at 700 New Highway 96 West. If you can't make it, tune in to WAKM on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and listen to the church service. The preaching will be done by Dr. Matt Pearson from the church at West Franklin. Hello, everybody. This is Stormy Mitchell, and Domino's needs your help. They're now hiring 17-year-olds to answer their phones. They're also in need of drivers with very flexible schedules, but you must be 18 or older, part-time and a few full-time positions available. Drivers make from $14 to $16 an hour, including tips and mileage. Please apply at 400 Downs Boulevard, or if you prefer, online at jobs.dominoes.com.
Call Dan Garza at Domino's, 790-8855.
Ball comes out the 5-yard line. That's big. He's at the 5, he's at the 10, he's at the 15, 20, 25, 30, he's up to the 40. Finally dragged down to the 43-yard line. That's number 5, Chase Bishop, son of Blaine Bishop, former Tennessee Titan, All-Pro 4-time. Nice run back, Mr. Bishop.
Throwing off that feed and elusiveness right there. So I wouldn't be surprised. They didn't go to him on offense the first drive.
Well, they were the shadow of the goalpost. The Bruins are going from right to left on the radio dial in all white gold helmets. They're at their own 42-yard line. Runs out quarterback and shotgun formation.
Oh, and Ravenwood jumps on.
Yep, twin receivers right and left, and Ravenwood gets a 5-yard gain on the penalty.
And I didn't really see a hard count storming.
Well, it looked like the anticipatory count. There was Reagan Carlson, 55, senior, 6'3", 230. He ate clouds last night. He was jacked up on that barbecue nacho. First and 5, the Bruins take over. Grands out quarterback in shotgun formation. Twins right and left. He throws back to the right, throws behind the receiver. Almost picked off.
Yeah, the rhythm's just not there early for Brentwood on offense, Stormy.
What was the drive for Ravenwood?
I mean, it was 12 plays, 55 yards.
Capped out on a 3-yard pass, 7-0, 4:13 mark, first quarter. Appreciate everybody tuning in tonight. Got folks listening literally worldwide. By the way, you can hear the podcast at WAKMWorldwide.com, game podcast afterwards. Hand off to McEchnie. There's a flag on the field, crosses the 50 to 45. Finally dragged down at the 38-yard line. They crashed the Nails Nicholas. And got a feeling from where it was thrown, it's going to be holding, if I had to surmise.
Yes, I mean, that's in the infamous holding penalty.
And he's right for a change. How about that?
Same story, because that takes away a good 10-yard run from Nicholas right there.
Well, Brentwood has it first and 5. They threw an incomplete pass. They have it second and 5. They gained 15 yards first down. It's brought back. Now it goes up. Now it's second and 15. Anybody's math, they're going the wrong way. Even the new math.
You're going to teach me that. New math, Stormy.
I didn't learn it. It's old math, trust me. Second 15, grands out, drops right back. Man, throws a rocket out of bounds. And Bishop open at the 45-yard line, but he overthrew him. Good coverage that time by the Raptors.
Stormy, both quarterbacks that started the game throwing high. Could it be nerves?
Yes.
Could it be energy? Maybe not nerves, but just amped up and the energy of the crowd.
They are definitely amped up. There's no doubt. How can you not be? I mean, it's a backyard brawl. Third and 15, 3:29 to go. The Bruins are dire need of a clock-sustaining drive, and it's not the way you do it. Three wide receivers to the right, two to the left, empty backfield. Ranzales drops right back, under pressure, runs for his life, runs for his life. He's to the left. He's at the 30, the 35, the 40, and he's thrown out of bounds.
He's got a bounce, and they hit him. There's the flag.
What? Wow, they decked him out of bounds at the 42-yard line. It looks like he thinks it's going to be a personal foul.
The flag isn't where he went out of bounds, though, Stormy. It's out towards the middle of the field. It could be holding downfield.
Okay, offensive lineman. Yes, yeah, that's it.
No, I'm thinking more of the defensive back holding downfield.
Well, let's let the officials work this one out. Matt Daniels is down. And by the way, he couldn't make it last night. He and his wife were, by the way, the penalty was declined. He and his wife were expecting their third child in 3 weeks. And they had their last.
They had three children in 3 weeks?
No, they're expecting their third child in 3 weeks.
They're expecting their third child
to be delivered
in 3 weeks.
To be delivered,
okay.
Yeah, okay.
They haven't had three children.
Yeah, that would be difficult even for Coach Daniels. But don't go there. They were having their last labor delivery class. And you about got me tongue tied on that one. Back to punt is Tabor Miller.
Yeah, Coach having three kids in a month.
Oh, I didn't have him do anything. Oh, beautiful. Stratospheric kick comes down, taken by. At the 20-yard line, wow, what a beautiful kick that time taken by Andrew Mason. And Miller delivers again. 0-for-2, Marcus, the Bruins.
Here's something interesting, though. If my math serves me right, this is probably the first time Ravenwood has held a first-quarter lead this season.
I think you're correct.
Because last week they didn't score until the second quarter against Page.
They were behind at Centennial.
All the other games.
Behind at Raven.
They've been second-half comeback.
Wow. Okay, I guess that pep talk they got made a difference. First and 10 from the 20. Handoff is Rice. He goes left. He's drilled to 22. The Bruins, they can converged on him right to 22-yard line for no gain in on the tackle. Let's see if I can get that number here very quickly. It was 42, Combe. Also, LaBresche, 53 for the Bruins. Also, Gallion was in on the tackle. Brings up a second down, second, and they gave him two. That's a generous spot. Raywood comes out with Wins right, single to the left. He's man in the backfield in motion coming his direction. Garcia rolls his way. Ball's caught the 25-yard line. Wow, and he's drilled down at the 27-yard line.
That tight end again, Tony. That's Brinsel.
That's number 9. That's Jake Brinsel. He's just a sophomore. He's 6'5", 200. Impressive sophomore. He always seems to find the open gap there, Marcus, and gets open. Had several catches last week. I think he had 5 last week against Page.
And he found the face to the sideline, got a nice 5-yard game, making it 3rd and manageable, 3rd and 3 from the 27.
Yep, short 3, long 2. Let's see what the scoreboard. Well, they got 4 on the scoreboard, but that's Dwight doing the math. Official stop play.
They're making one of the players go off the field. Maybe his helmet came off the previous play.
Well, yeah, that's the rule.
But I didn't see it. But
Shane Craig steps on the field, number 7, and is said 5'11", 170, wide receiver. Twins to the right, single to the left. Rice right behind in the pistol, right behind Garcia. Takes snap, fakes the throw. Ball, beautiful run this time, 30, 35, 36 yard line. Ball is on the ground. Let's see if he's down.
Yeah, they're calling him down, Stormy.
Tony Rice on the court. Marcus, he took his time. He waited for that seam to open. Then he just burst through that line.
Stormy, it's that second effort right there. First contact didn't bring him down. It might have stunned him, but he stayed on his feet. Regained it, got some blocks, got a nice 9-yard gain.
Tony Rice, Jr., 5'9", 175, explosive going through the hole. Took his time, and they exploded through. Another first down for the Raptors. They are controlling the game and the clock so far. Garcia, quarterback, he rolls this way, toss weak to the left. His Rice, he's at the home, correction, it's home, then he knocked out of bounds the 40-yard line.
We have a flag, Norman, right there on the tackle. I don't know if he got a little high on the tackle, got around the shoulder pad or the face mask, but it was on the tackle right on the sideline.
Jets weak to the left. Let's see what the official says, and they're marking it off against Brentwood, and he's still marking it off.
Yeah, they're calling a face mask, 15-yard variety, so they're going to be past midfield.
Wow, as they cross midfield to the 47-yard line, it's another Raptor first down.
And it's methodical, Stormy, right now.
Methodical, surgical. I mean, Ravenwood, they lost 8 starters on defense last year. Only got 3 back. There's only a couple seniors even lined up on the field. These are mostly juniors. Coach Matt Daniels has really developed a crop of talent here. Garcia to the right on the RPO. Keeps it himself.
Oh, that's going to be another face.
Another face mask. They almost took his nose off at the 49-yard line and the flag hits the turf. That's another 15-yard variety that Garcia would like to have his face back.
Oh, they did that fake to the left and often to the right. Garcia faked the pitch, and when he faked the pitch, or the tackler tried to get back to him, grab anything he could grab, and that looked like to be inside the shoulder pad or the face mask.
Oh, man, his helmet got jerked. Oh, man. Yeah, there, did you say you saw that gnat, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm trying to kill him.
There was one who was flying around, and I was just thinking, no, attack Marcus, don't attack me.
I still have that one in my eye from the opening week.
I think you do. You were attacked. First and 10 to 34, 17 seconds is the end of the first quarter, sticking down. Garcia hands it off again to the 35 to 30. Still on the They can't bring him down. Finally knocked down to 27-yard line. Nice 7-yard gain as the first quarter comes to an end. Ravenwood 7, Brentwood nothing. Let's take a one-minute break. A one-minute break. This is Sports on AM 950.
Hello, this is Garth Bolden with Gateway Tire and Service Center. Located on Cool Springs Boulevard and McEwen Drive in Franklin, Tennessee, Gateway Tire and Service Center is your local Yokohama tire dealer, and we're proud to have served Williamson County for over 25 years. With each new Yokohama tire purchase, you'll receive free lifetime tire rotation and balance, manufacturer's warranty, and road hazard warranty. Call 615-771-7080 and receive valuable discounts when you mention that you heard about us on WAKM Radio, AM 950.
Make pain a thing of the past with help from our friends at the Bone and Joint Institute of Tennessee, Tennessee's destination for outstanding orthopedic care. From aging or overuse to a traumatic accident or sports-related injury, they'll be there for you every step of the way to help improve your range of motion, mobility, and quality of life. Put your trust in the hands of experts and visit boneandjointtn.org or call 615-791-2630 to make your appointment today.
All right, Stormer, we're back here at Ravenwood. Ravenwood leading the Bruins 7-0. Got some scores from around the county right now. Columbia Central is up on Summit 7-0.
What?
CPA and BGA are tied at 7.
Okay.
NBA is up on Father Ryan 14-7.
Okay.
Independence up on Franklin 6-0. And Centennial up 7-3 against Dixon County.
Okay.
And Page up 7-0.
There you go. Appreciate Domino's 790-8855. We'll get us a free topping pizza. Pick it up yourself. $7.99 plus tax. I'll be there Monday at 11:15. I get one every Monday. Take it to the radio station. We do chowing down on it. Well, appreciate other sponsors. Gateway Tire, Flag World. Of course, they're great friends. Stroud, Discount Plumbing Electric, Nashville Pizza, Tom A. Productions, and all the great fence guys at Floors. They take care of your floor needs. Garcia throws out to the left. The ball's called at the 32, crosses the 25. He's still on his feet at the 20-yard line. And that's Anthony Holmes on the reception as he's finally knocked down at the 18-yard line for another Raptor first down.
Oh, that's a nice 11-yard gain right there. Ravenwood has the strategy. Keep the ball in their hands of your most athletic player in space and let him make some plays. And that's what Holmes did right there. Made a couple of Bruins miss on the outside.
Brings up first down, first and 10 from the 18. The clock ticks under 11:30. Second quarter action as the Raptors are in the Bruins side of the field inside the red zone. Wide receivers. Three to the right, two to the left, one just stepped back in the backfield. Ball's thrown. Wow. Slip screen, and it slipped. And that was not a play.
No.
He was real knocked back that time. Beautiful tackle for Brentwood on the play number 14.
James Scott, the senior, read it nicely.
Boy, James Scott said, hey, Ray Charles saw that one coming and made the tackle for about a 6-yard loss.
Yeah, Garcia just read it to stare down the receiver too much.
Yep. Telegraph.
Telegraph, that's what I'm looking for. Thank you, Norman.
Also, hey, well, shout out to Scott Murphy at Bureau, my great friend, 794-1104, insurance need, health insurance need, car, home, Scott Murphy, 794-1104. I make the change, I save money, I've got more change in my own pocket now. Second down, second and 10 from the 18. It's a handoff as he goes to the left. It's at the 20, the 15-yard line. Still on his feet, a flag comes in late. That is Rice on the carry.
I think that's going to be a face mask, another face mask.
And Brentwood is just there. If this is, it will be three on this drive.
That's what it is, Stormy.
That's unprecedented. That 45 yards of penalties on this drive, Marcus, that's inexcusable. And you know they're better coached than that. That's not a Coach Crawford team.
They're just letting the emotions get the best of them. But it is a half a distance of the goal penalty there, Stormy.
Okay. It still brings up a first and 10. They got first and 10 on the scoreboard. Let's see what they're going to make.
What are they doing? They have a three on the yard mark. It should be first and goal with the penalty.
Yep, at the 8, first and 10 from the 8. We'll get that correct. Going from right to left, radio dial, north to south. All black tonight are the Raptors and all white are the Bruins. Garcia rolls to his right. He's got a blocker out front. He looks back to the left. He's going to keep it. He's dancing around and he drills the 10-yard line. Good convergence that time. A lot of white jerseys in on that tackle, Marcus.
Now, Tony, the play design was for Garcia to roll towards his right, drawing the Bruins secondary that way, and then Garcia was going to throw back to his left to his big, tall tight end. It so happened, though, that two Brentwood defenders went with tight end Springing Stool, and no one was open. He immediately tucked and run and didn't get anywhere.
Howard and Combe on the tackle, 42 and 22 for the Bruins. Beautiful moon out tonight in the southwestern sky. Well, see the stars out, planes circling over Nashville Airport as they circle over our heads. Garcia hands off this time. Boy, oh, big hole at the middle. He slides through all the way down to the 2-yard line, and Tony Rice on the run that time, Marcus.
When Raven was having success with the run, it's right up the middle.
They are gashing the interior of Brentwood.
That's
one less Matt, Marcus, to be torching you.
But just don't flick him in my eye now that he's dead.
I rubbed him on my shorts. You're fine. Now I got a messy short. That's okay. You'll get something here, man. Oh, the fun we have on Friday night. That's Galleon on the interior. They're blocking him off the ball. Brings up 3rd and 3 from the 3. Wow. Marcus, that's a hole you and I could run through.
That's a big story right there. He just followed the fullback right into the end zone.
Jordan Smith on the block, the Raptors score. That is Rice on the touchdown, and all of a sudden, 2-touchdown lead with 8:45 to go. One for the extra point will be Akers. That was almost too easy, Marcus. That hole, I'm telling you. I could have run through that hole.
Boy, this is the Ravenwood that we thought we'd see all year long showing up in the first quarter.
Yes, it's Matt, set, Akers on the way. High, long to the south. It's high and it's good. We're going to take a 1-minute break. 8:45 to go. Ravenwood 14, Brentwood nothing. 1 minute. This is Sports on AM950.
I'm William Billington at Espen Grove Branch of Franklin Synergy Bank.
And I'm Jeff Smith at the Berry Farms Branch of Franklin Synergy Bank.
You know, Jeff, we were both born and raised here in Williamson County, and I believe that makes a difference.
I know. No, it makes a difference, William. The people of Williamson County have been very kind to all of us here at Franklin Synergy Bank. We're home folks that are committed to our community's heritage, but more importantly, we're committed to our community's future.
Amen, brother. That's why the number of Franklin Synergy Bank customers has risen so dramatically. Our stockholders are local, our depositors are local, our loans are made with local money for local people and local projects. Our loan decisions are made right here in Williamson County, not in Atlanta, Charlotte, Cincinnati, New York, not even in West Tennessee or Nashville.
If you're thinking about a loan, or if you just want to do business with home folks, come see us at Franklin Synergy Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the kickoff, high and over end is taken at the 5-yard line. As McKechnie's at the 5, the 10, the 15. He's drilled at the 22-yard line as the Bruins take over, trailing 14-0. Second quarter action. The Bruins are just barely away from the shadow of their own goalpost. The Raptors, matter of fact, I don't think the Bruins have got a first down tonight. Do they have one?
Let's see, Stormy. Didn't have one last drive. Didn't have one the first drive either.
I'm batting 1,000. They have not gotten a first down yet. And they had it 1st and 5.
They had it 1st and 5, and then they immediately had a 10-yard penalty.
Here we go. Granzell going all the way. Quarterback. Empty house backfield. 3 wide receivers right. 1 man in motion. Take it. Granzell keeps himself going left. He's at the 25, the 30, the 35, the 40. Quick burst of speed. The sophomore showing his elusiveness. And he's finally knocked down at the 42-yard line for a Bruin
first down. That's the first first down for the Bruins.
There you go. Hey, a shout out also to a great church at West Franklin where I attend. Pastor Matt Pearson is a pastor there.
Well, he's also your coach.
He's our coach. Also, the great friends at Trophy House. And if you want to see some video replays, just tune in to on Twitter or Facebook to Winston Herald.
Yeah, sign up for the e-blast of Herald.
Yes, and you'll get all the replay of these on Saturday morning. Charles Pulliam will have them for you. Handoff to McKechnie. He's drilled at the 37-yard line for no gain.
Sorry, Brent was having success. When you're on the outside or misdirection, like with the quarterback faking right then running left. They're not just going to be able to pound it right at Ravenwood. They have to misdirect it.
We had the pleasure of interviewing Luke Schaus, Jr. He's the defensive tackle. 6'6", 250. He's the young man number 11 on this end. I stood next to him, and honestly, I was in awe. All right, Granzell drops back, little screen out to the right. Ball's caught the 38 yard line, the 40, 45, across 50. He's at the 40.
He's off.
The 30. He's at the 20, the 10. They're not going to catch him. But there's a flag on the field.
Right there at about the 22 yard line, sorry, which means an unnecessary penalty.
Wow.
That one. He was already gone.
And that's a shame. That was on, that's number 34. And that is going to be the running back, Jordan Nicholas. He's 6 foot, 187. And unfortunately, if you're a Bruins fan, it's coming back.
Let's see what the call is going to be. So we haven't seen a call yet.
Woo, these earphones are
making you sweaty, Swami?
No, I'm talking, my head's in a blast tonight.
And Coach Crawford having a word with the referee.
He is vociferous on the sideline. Animated and vociferous.
Swami, they might have waved the flag off.
Wait a minute. They waved the, wait a minute.
Personal foul against Ravenwood.
And they called it off? Why? Well, I've never seen that happen. The Raywood people are going, what?
Well, can I say Coach Crawford's a good negotiator, I guess.
Well, we ought to vote for him for state senate next time. But good negotiating there. But the Bruins score on a beautiful three-play drive with 7:42 to go. Nicholas on the pitch and catch.
61 yards.
Yeah, snap sets on the way. And Alyssa on the play, a flag down. Ball start, Brentwood is going to kick it again.
And the fact that that kicker has a good leg.
He does. Like I said, I watched him warm up. He was good all the way. He was good all the way from 48 yards. Now, he's got plenty of leg. He's got plenty of leg. Kicking for the Bruins will be Tabor Miller. Second one is on the way. It comes down to Raintree Forest, which is about a mile from here, and we got a new score. 7:42 to go. The Bruins trail 14-7 under the Raptors. Keelan, let's take 30 seconds. This takes 30 seconds. This is local high school sports.
When you need plumbing and electric supplies, you need the convenience and service you find at Discount Plumbing and Electric. Service begins with knowledgeable, friendly folks like the people at Discount Plumbing and Electric. You'll go from a novice to having the confidence of a pro when you visit Discount Plumbing and Electric. And don't forget about their lighting showroom, where you'll find a beautiful assortment of ceiling fixtures, ceiling fans, and light fixtures. Discount Plumbing and Electric, 101 Century Court in Franklin and in North Columbia on the Nashville Highway. See Discount Plumbing and Electric.
If you're a Brentwood Bruin fan, you needed a transfusion and you just got one. Jordan Nicholas on a reception takes it 61 yards on a swing pass, a beautiful little swing pass on the left flat.
I mean, as you can see now, Brentwood is reaping the benefits of that 15-yard personal foul penalty against Ravenwood. They're kicking off from the other 45. It's going to be pretty easy to get it into the end zone.
Or onside kick.
Onside kick, or maybe just, you know, tip it up, try and get it down to about the 5-yard line, run down and make it even play there.
Just a swift kick. What do you do if you're coaching?
I think I'd go with the swift kick. Oh, I'd pop it up.
And he kind of worm burned one, kicked it out of bounds, end zone. The ball come out to the 20-yard line.
I think I would have tried to pop it up, throwing right at about the 5 or the 10, go down, make a tackle inside the 15. At best, make it inside the 10, put a little pressure on Ravenwood with the goal line right behind him. But Coach Crawford decided to kick it through. Ravenwood's going to start at the 20.
Well, they needed a shot of momentum, and they got it. The lady all of a sudden was all dressed in black. She changed color. She's dressed in all white with a little gold trim around the dress. Bruins got a little pep in their step, which there was much needed. But here come the Raptors. Two beautiful drives, two 12-play drives with a 14-7 lead to 7:42 mark. Garcia going to keep it himself. Dances forward. He drills across the 25-yard line.
It looked like 36 on the tackle. Stormy, let me see if I got to Will Lawless.
Nice run that time by Garcia as he got 5 yards on his own. A little keeper there. Appreciate y'all tuning in tonight with Battle of the Woods, Backyard Brawl of Brentwood, as good as it gets. Next week, by the way, we will be at Page as the Patriots host the Summit Sparks in Runnerville.
See that in brand new
turf field. Looking forward to it. Second and 5, 7:05. Garcia fakes the pump to the right, rolls back to the left, got a man open, wide open. That's Bremenstuhl at the 35 to 40. Knocked down as he gets to the 44-yard line. That's a big tight end. The sophomore, Bremenstuhl, and it's going to be a Raptor first down.
I mean, that's a good play by Garcia, going through his progression. Ravenwood originally wanted Ravenwood to jump up on that fake pass short and then go deep along the left side. Wasn't there. Tight end was open on the right at third option.
They're leaving Bremenstuhl open. It's almost he's chipping the block, then delaying.
Mm-hmm.
And he's selling it very well, and he's been open in the flat. That's his second catch for considerable gain for the Raptors. Brings up the first down. 6:38 to go. 14-7 is our score. The Raptors in the lead. All clad in black tonight. The shiny black helmet. Rolling to the left as Garcia squares his shoulders. Going to run it himself. Dances, waves at the 40. The 45 crosses midfield, sliding down the 49-yard line as he crossed midfield. Going to bring up second and one.
Hey, where are they going to spot it, Stormy? Is it going to spot it where his slide ended or began? It looks like they're starting it where
wow.
He ended right on his side of the 49.
Wow.
It's going to be second and about two.
Wow, he slid. He didn't come down to the 49 across midfield, but that's his call. Second down, second and a long two. Second quarter action. Brentwood trailing 14-7. The Raptors on two beautiful 12-play drives, one of 55, one of 88. Had a 14-0 lead, but the Bruins struck back on three-play, 77-yard drive.
And we have a flag, Tommy.
Whistle blows.
Timeout. There's a timeout, Ravenwood.
Matt Daniels is screaming at his players. He was trying to change the play. We're going to take 30 seconds. Let's take 30 seconds, Keelan. This is sports on AM950.
You might be typical, but you're part of something huge. An energy you can plug into. It's all around you. It's part of you.
Oh, meditation.
No, electricity.
Oh, I get mine from Middle Tennessee Electric.
Great. Then you're a member of our not-for-profit cooperative, bringing you affordable and reliable power. Oh, yeah, and you're not typical.
Oh, but we're all members, so we're all typical.
Find the benefits of membership at experiencemembership.coop. That's experiencemembership.coop. Experience membership.
Shh, I'm meditating.
We are back. Our score is 14-7 in favor of Ravenwood, the Battle of the Woods. 5:36 to go. Second quarter action. Timeout on the field. Marcus, you got scores?
I do, Stormy. In the second quarter, Summit is still down 14-0. CPA is up on BGA in the second quarter, 14-7. Father Ryan trailing NBA 17-7. Franklin on top of Independent 7-6. And BA is up on West Toronto 24-0. Page up 21-0. Centennial up 14-3.
Sounds good. Hand off the middle of the license. 49, he crosses the midfield, the 45, the 40. Finally tackled as he crosses the 40-yard line down to the 39. Another Raptor first down.
12-yard gain right there on the ground. A little bit better than that high snap that Raven was going to be in before the timeout.
Following the right side, got Anthony Jensen in the center. On the right side, it's Reagan Carlson, who we interviewed last night, and also Avery Husman in the right side of that Raptor offensive line.
And what's the holdup here, Stormer?
Well, the deal with officials, I couldn't answer. That right side is devastating. They're opening up holes. Marcus, you and I can run through one.
So what's interesting right now is the ball looks like it's spotted at the 39-yard line, but the sticks are at the 40.
Well, Marcus, it's the consistency of the officials.
I mean, do you agree with that? Is that a vision trick on my from my
nope,
angle?
Nope,
are
no,
the sticks at the 40?
They're at the 40, and then the ball stands clearly at the 39.
So it's first and nine.
I'll let you go with that. Garcia looks throws back over the middle. The ball is knocked down. Is it intercepted?
No, Stormy. It should have been, though. It was right there, right in front of number 50 for Brentwood. Let's see here. Number 50 for Brentwood.
Tank
is
Star.
Tank Star. Right in front of him. Just couldn't pull it down.
Well, Tank Star is getting offers from everywhere. He has played. He started as a freshman. He's finally a senior. Terrific young man on and off the field. Got a GPA, Marcus. If you took ours and doubled it, he'd still have one higher.
Fair enough.
That's a sad thought, isn't it? Brings up. Second and 10 from the 39. It does say from the 39. He's still got his fight at the 40. Garcia rolls to the left this time under pressure. Yes, and he wisely throws it out of bounds.
I mean, that's the hard part for a right-handed quarterback rolling left when he has to run and be being chased. He didn't have time to get his shoulders around to make a good throw.
Mark Morales, 81, outside linebacker for the Bruins.
He had a big game against Franklin when we watched him storm.
Yeah, he sure did. Morales, we called his name out, seemed like every other play. But he almost got a hold of Garcia and threw him for a loss. Brings up a third again.
Third and nine from the 39, according to the sticks.
Okay, I won't argue with
it. You're right.
I stand corrected. Never mind.
One of those 9-yard first downs.
Yep. Okay. Garcia drapes back, drops back, got a man open, wide open. Elvis throws it. Wow. Had it. Wow.
Only both quarterbacks still high, almost their throws.
Holmes was wide open at 15 and then at 7 points. I mean, he's all of 5'6, maybe 5'7. Garcia has got a cannon of an arm.
So it got on the defensive back so quickly. If it was just a little bit slower, he could have intercepted it, but it just got up on him too quick.
Yep, brings up a rare punt. Anchor stands at his own 46-yard line. Good snap, takes his time. Good kick. Ball comes down. It barely inches into the end zone. Hit the backspin on it. It was like a little web shot, but it trickles in the end zone. Brentwood will take over first and 10 from the 20. Good ball game. Good to see Brentwood get back into it to do a little, get them a little momentum swing. What do they do on this drive now, Marcus? That's the first time they've stopped Ravenwood tonight.
Sorry, the defense has given the offense some confidence. The offense has been over there. Game planning. I'd probably say something similar to last time. Keep Ravenwood defense off balance. That's what they did with the screen pass because they were getting so much pressure on the quarterback quickly. Look for maybe a hitch and go, a double move from a receiver here.
Okay, Franzhaus, the quarterback, swims right and left, hands off the middle, up the middle to Nicholas, and he gets 3 tough yards as he crosses the 23-yard line, bringing up 2nd and 7.
Chase Bishop has still been quiet, so we haven't even seen the ball thrown his direction once.
Which is amazing. He's already received 5 Division I offers as a junior. 5.
So he is. His name probably helps him there, too. He does have connections.
He is his father's son. He's a great athlete. 2nd and 7. Franzhaus, he goes to the left with Nicholas. He's at the 25. He's at the 30. He's at the 35. Two-string tackle. Saved a touchdown as he's finally dragged down. Well, Brentwood first down to 37-yard line.
The burst of speed to the outside there, Stormy.
Nicholas is so he runs. He reminds you, we said this before, reminds you of Eddie George, reminds you of Eric Dickerson. But when he has a second a gear that when he switches into, Jordan Nicholas is a burner. 1st and 10 from the 35. Franzhaus going to keep it himself. Goes left. He's at the 40, the 45. Finally dragged down to 47-yard line. It looks like a 12-yard gain.
And now Brentwood's taking up yards by chunks, like Ravenwood was a few drives ago.
Has Lady Momentum switched dress colors on?
Seems like it, Storm. Brentwood now is marching.
She came out in all black with gold trim. Now she switched all white and gold trim. Franzhaus, the sophomore, he's good leadership ability. You pummel that poor Nat.
Tell your friends.
Tall sweep coming this way. Wow, Nicholas took his time, got the ball to 45, and Marcus just took his time, patient. Finally broke up field. He crossed the midfield to the 49.
There's a big pancake block out here on the outside, Stormy, against Luke South.
Yes.
It's more a while for him to get up.
Luke South, 6'6", about 250. Fine young man. Not much body fat on that junior, and he's still got some growing to do. He's got prospect D1 written all over him. 2nd and 7. Franzhaus taking the snap, shotgun formation. He's going to keep it himself, crossing the 50, and he drills. He crosses the 45-yard line into Ravenwood territory.
Tommy, that was one of those where the quarterback had the option of running or throwing. He should have thrown at that time. He had tight end Austin Stradlin wide open down the seam. Didn't see him until too late. He was wide open, would have been gone to the house.
He will hear about that in the huddle.
He'll see it in the film definitely after the game.
Yeah, but they don't really huddle up anymore. You don't get called out like you do when you sit out time. You made a bad play. You heard about it. All right, second down, 8 and 2. On the sweep, and he's dragged down. 8-yard loss on a blitz that time.
Was that 25 for Ravenwood?
It was Rice, yes, 25-4. That's Rice again. That's Brian Rice, and what a great job he's done. Just a junior, 6'1", 210. Marcus, you called his name last week a dozen times for tackle.
And Stormy, it went from 3rd and 2 to 4th and 10, 8-yard loss. Wow.
That's what they call a momentum shifter. Andrew Mason drops back to junior, 5'10", 150 for Ravenwood.
And Brilla's going to be up against the clock, Stormy. They're not even on the field right now, and the play clock's down at 6.
Well, I think they're going to let it run down and take the 5 yards because he's got a leg. There is a northerly breeze in his face.
No, they're calling timeout.
Oh, they call timeout instead. Okay, let's check the weather here. You got some scores if you want to give us to find something. We've got 81 degrees here, Marcus. 7 miles an hour wind out of the north, like you said. Humidity 64%.
And Stormy, it's a bad night for Summit tonight in Columbia. 21-0 Columbia over the Spartans.
You mean Joe Biddle's making us look bad?
Stormy, I wanted to pick it. CPA is still up on BGA 21-14. 21-14 CPA over BGA.
Well, that'll be a scoring fest lately, but I still got I think CPA win that. Sorry, I catch them off guard.
Independence has scored against the Rebels. Eagles up 14-7 at Franklin. Brill Academy up 24-0 over West Toronto. Page has scored again against Antioch, 28-0 in the second quarter. Centennial is up 21-3 versus Dixon County.
It's homecoming at Cougar Den tonight. Look who's from. Back to kick for Brentwood is Tabor Miller. Stands at 35, high end over and kick. Fair catch is taken. Ball gets a good bounce for Brentwood as it rolls inside the 15-yard line. First and 10 for the Raptors. They take over at the 14-yard line. Here we go. It's 14-7 our score. minute 13 to go. Quickly played first half, Marcus.
Not complaining about that, Stormy.
Nope.
Maybe we'll get out of here before 11:15.
Oh, man, I tell you what, walking the car last week, I thought.
I just hope that they keep all the muscle hamsters off the field this week.
Did you say that? See, you got in trouble. See, you started something last week.
I think it's the best nickname ever.
That was Marcus Stone. I'll give his phone number out at halftime. Here goes Garcia, handoff on sweep coming right. It's Rice. He's at the 15-yard line, almost run out of bounds at the 20.
What was the other one we thought of? The Warrior Weasel?
Marcus, we had
Power Weasel. That's what it was. I like Warrior Weasel, though.
All I can say, we had way too much time on our hands last Friday night. An hour and 42 minutes lightning delay.
I think I did pretty good. I think the over-under of me mentioning muscle hamster was like 5 minutes into the first quarter, and I made it all the way to the end of the half.
What, do you want me to buy you dinner?
I settle for a cookie.
Well, I don't have it. I got something up for you at the halftime. So, Reese's. Second and 5:10 left to go. Good game. Garcia rolls to his right. Got a man open in the flat. He's right at the 35-yard line. The ball's over. Thrown it right across midfield. Garcia had a man open at the 40.
Is that right deep?
Yep, and just led him a smidgen too much. Did you see the undercut throat, man? They had him wide open right at the 50-yard line.
He saw him going deep, though. He wanted to make the big play.
Brings up 3rd and 5 with 1:01 to go. What did you call that guy again? I'm sorry. I'm trying to dislodge this.
The muscle hamster?
Okay.
I don't even remember who it was, though. 36 was the muscle hamster. 39, that's what it was.
Oh, gosh, you started something here.
I'm marking my roster now. Connor Pace, the muscle hamster.
3rd and 5, bleed to the left, cut back at the 20, 25. Wow, 2nd, 3rd, 4th effort, finally brought down to 27-yard line. That's right. It's going to be a Raptor first down if he gets a good spot. But there's flag on the play at the 22. Laundry on the field.
And it's coming back, Norman.
Nice run by Rice that time for first down. They're going to step it off.
And from the line of scrimmage.
Is that the, you know what, that's that thing?
Of course it's the same officials, Stormy. They follow us. You keep picking whatever game they do. I put it on you, Stormy. Muscle Hamster Senior.
Oh, Marcus, we haven't gone punchy. It's not even halftime. Here we go. Brings up a 3rd down, 3rd and 13. Raptors had a 1st down erased from the board. Garcia rolls to his right. Double handoff coming back the other way. He's at the 10, the 15. Drilled out of bounds at the 20-yard line.
He's going to be about 4 yards short, it looks like, Stormy.
That was Rice on the carry. And done on the tackle at the 20-yard line. Brings up 4th down for the 2nd punt of the night.
And this one's going to put Brentwood in good field position with about 1 minute left.
Yeah, there's actually 46 seconds left. Back is number 4.
I rely on Stormy.
Walker Merrill.
See the clock. When I look to my right, I see about a wall full of pine.
Yeah, this is true. Good snap. Good kick. Beautiful kick. Merrill runs back to touch.
Oh,
beautiful kick. Great. Caesar's ghost.
That's a 20-yard bounce, Stormy.
Marcus, he kicked it from the 5-yard line. It finally dropped dead at the 15-yard line. Wow, nice kick.
That changes the mindset of Brentwood. Before, they were planning on getting the ball probably, 35-yard line maybe?
Yes. Walker Merrill went to receive it, and the ball literally was kicked 20 yards over his head.
And that's going to change the play calling right here. Brentwood's probably going to be aggressive before, and now I think they're going to throw screen, throw draw, just see what they get on this first play. Whereas before, they would have been aggressive.
63-yard kick that time by Mr. Akers. His dad kill kick for the Eagles. Wins right, and now trips to the left for Brentwood. Hand off to Nicholas at the middle. Powers forward for a tough 5 yards as he's drilled after a 3-yard gain. Miller on the tackle, also Rice. Brian Rice has played a well of a game. Just a junior, Marcus. As the clock ticks under 10 seconds, we probably won't get another playoff. Brentwood seems to be content to walk off the field trailing 14-7, and that's how it's going to end at halftime as the clock ticks to 0. Our score, Lakewood 14, Brentwood 7. Marcus, you got some scores for us?
Let's see, Stoneman. It looks like I might have gotten an update. CPA scored again on BGA. It is 24-7 over on Old Hickory Boulevard. See what else pops up. Continual has scored again on Dixon County. It's 28-3. Page up 28-0 on Antioch. Brentwood Academy still up on West Toronto. Independence at half, 14-7 over Franklin. NBA over Father Ryan, 17-7. And Columbia up on Summit, 21-0.
I ain't believing that. I'm not believing that. Well, let's do this. We're supposed to have Dr. Jeremy Qualls interview at halftime. I don't see Museum. I Want a Piece Forgotten. We will just see if he shows up. Let's take a 3-minute break. This is sports on AM 950.
Matthews Team Sports is your full service team sporting goods dealer. Online stores, in-house screen printing, top brands such as Adidas, Under Armour, and Gatorade. We handle teams from middle schools to universities and everything in between. Visit us at MatthewsTeamSports.com. Locally owned and operated, on-time delivery, and customer satisfaction are our top priority. Any sport, any season, any equipment, or any apparel need. Our team is ready to serve your team. Contact us now at MatthewsTeamSports.com.
I'm Derby Jones, publisher and CEO of the Williamson Herald and Southern Exposure Magazine, and I'm very lucky to be surrounded by professionals.
I'm Brandy Blanton, publisher of Southern Exposure Magazine. We bring you local people doing local things with great photography, incredible color, and a commitment to bringing you what makes our community great.
I'm Cassie Jones, director of sales for the Williamson Herald and Southern Exposure Magazine. We tell the stories of America's greatest county.
I'm sports editor Joe Williams. Not only do we cover local sports, we have fun with local sports, and it shows.
A job well done, what a pleasant comment to hear. Trophy House Awards can make this recognition that special people deserve become a reality by creating custom plaques, acrylic and crystal awards, and gifts. Their staff can create an awards program for your sales team or volunteers that will motivate deserving people to future success. Trophy House is located in Williamson Square in front of Hobby Lobby on Highway 96, and their website is trophyhouse.com. When you think of recognition, think of Trophy House Awards.
Hey, this is Stormy Mitchell, and I want to cordially invite you to the church at West Franklin. You'll be greeted with a warm smile, firm handshake, some of the best coffee in town, excellent music, and some of the finest preaching this side of heaven. The church is located at 700 New Highway 96 West. If you can't make it, tune in to WAKM on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and listen to the church service. The preaching will be done by Dr. Matt Pearson from the church at West Franklin.
I'm William Billington at Espen Grove Branch of Franklin Synergy Bank.
And I'm Jeff Smith at the Berry Farms Branch of Franklin Synergy Bank.
You know, Jeff, we were both born and raised here in Williamson County, and I believe that makes a difference.
I know it makes a difference, William. The people of Williamson County have been very kind to all of us here at Franklin Synergy Bank. We're home folks that are committed to our community's heritage, but more importantly, we're committed to our community's future.
Amen, brother. That's why the number of Franklin Synergy Bank customers has risen so dramatically. Our stockholders are local, our depositors are local, our loans are made with local money for local people and local projects. Our loan decisions are made right here in Williamson County, not in Atlanta, Charlotte, Cincinnati, New York, not even in West Tennessee or Nashville.
If you're thinking about a loan, or if you just want to do business with home folks, come see us at Franklin Synergy Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we are back to Battle of the Woods halftime action. I wish we had this on video because the Ravenwood band is about to put on a spectacular number tonight. They've been practicing probably for the last 6 months on this. They've got new backdrops and props, and it's going to be something to lo and behold. So do yourself a favor. We have the Battle of the Bands. I think it's going to be Centennial this weekend.
Mm.
And if not, come to a high school ball game. Watch these kids do the bands. I tell you, they practice as hard as a football team.
I'd say harder because they're doing theirs on, most time they're doing it in parking lots, I think. And so you see them, they're sweating just much. Football players, it's not more.
Well, they do a great job, and they bring a lot of atmosphere. They bring a lot of atmosphere to the ball games, and we're real proud of them. We're waiting on Dr. Jeremy Qualls for the Matthews Team Sports halftime interview. He's an athletic director, Williamson County. Maybe he got sidetracked, but it's a big crowd here. He's probably fighting his way through the crowd, having to sign autographs, Marcus. I mean, I know you have to. You have the same issue.
You're the Lee Corso of Williamson County football.
Yeah, so. Yeah, and you're going to call me the senior what?
Muscle Hamster Senior.
Oh, that's just what I am now. You have created I have created a monster. Having Terry Merrill, where are you when we need you? Got Marcus out of control over here.
I'm within my lines.
I'm just telling you, the senior muscle hamster. Thanks to
No. You're not the senior muscle hamster. You're Muscle Hamster Senior.
Okay. Well, whatever. All I can say is the great folks at Southern Joint Replacement, April 17th, cut my leg off, gave me a new hip.
So you're a one-legged muscle hamster.
I'm not one-legged now. I'm back doing 4 miles a day. I've dropped 20 pounds, and I'm on the way down to
your lean
back to Sevelleville, which I put on some jeans the other night, Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
They've been wearing about 5 years. I'm like, hey, they fit. All right. And then I washed them, they don't fit again. But I digress. But I digress. But any updates on scores as we wait on Dr. Walls? This is going to be a spectacular moment, I tell you, on the Ravenwood Band. I wish we had a video of this. This is
normally everything looks the same like it was a couple minutes ago. Everything was probably at halftime.
Okay. Well, appreciate the great folks at Domino's, all our sponsors. Keelan, let's do this.
Found a new one, Stormy.
All right.
Nolensville is up on Lawrence County 14-7.
Not surprised. Not surprised the score is low as it is.
Well, let's go around the state now. Let's see what's going on around the state.
You do that. We got time.
Mount Juliet's up on Wilson Central 14-0.
Not surprised. Wilson Central has not been strong. I think they got strong in that Fields Garlic.
Well, here's a surprising game. In the second quarter, Cane Ridge 27, Stewart Creek 21. Surprisingly close.
Yeah, Stewart Creek, listen, they played Brentwood very closely last week. Brentwood won 42-33. Stewart Creek can put up some numbers.
At halftime, Myrna 3, Overton 0.
Surprising. Overton's not that good. Myrna's supposed to be back.
Let's see here. Portland 35, West Creek 6.
I am shocked at the Columbia score that they're up 21-0 over Summit. Summit must be really banged up.
I mean,
I'm going to lose that pick. Dadgummit. And, Coach, by the way, Thursday night, I know you're hungry every night, but Thursday night special, come to Stroud's Coach's Corner. We're going to have Coach Brian Coleman of the Summit Spartans this Thursday night, and we'll have to feed him and get him in a good mood because, you know, he's going to be in a bad mood if they can beat by Columbia Central.
McCauley is up on Ensworth, 16-0.
Kind of a surprise.
Ensworth's been down for a couple of years, Stormy.
They have. Coach Ricky Bowers is not longer coaching. His wife battling cancer, and our thoughts and prayers go out to his family. Now, he is still going to be athletic director and basketball coach, but he's spending time with his bride and rightfully so.
Stormy, it was Oakland and Riverdale tonight in the Battle of the Borough, and it's 21-0 Oakland over Riverdale.
Not surprised. That score will escalate. It'll end up being 48-0.
Blackman up 21-14 on Siegel, another Rutherford County battle.
Okay.
Is DCA good this year, Stormy Donaldson Christian?
They're down. They actually had three kids that went D1 off that squad last year.
Okay.
They had a tackle that was 6'5", 300.
The score explains that then. In the first quarter, it was Friendship Christian 28, Donaldson Christian 0.
Yep, they're off this year.
Waverly lost to Fairview last week, correct, Stormy?
49-42 in a defensive slugfest.
This week, they're in another battle, this time with Davidson Academy. It's 20-19. You didn't even hear me. You're laughing at your own joke.
I love my phone jokes. I'm the only one that laughs at. What's your
name? Yeah, what score I'd give?
20-19.
Who's winning?
I don't know who you're talking about. Hey, look, I think they took out part of my brain when they took out part of my bad hip.
Yeah, so what school did you go to in Memphis?
Messick High School.
Is that close to Memphis Central?
No, actually, Memphis Central was our biggest rivalry.
Well, you'll be happy. They're losing right now to DeSoto from Mississippi, 9-6.
DeSoto in Mississippi is really good. That's across state line. That's in Hernando. And the Warriors were always, Central was deep. They were really something else.
Now, how are they in the third quarter already? That's what I'm jealous of. That's the third quarter score.
They run the ball over there.
Here we go, Stormy. Got a Fairview score.
Go ahead.
Camden up on Fairview, 14-7.
No.
14-7, second quarter.
You're not, this is about four or five picks tonight. It's
still early, though, Stormy.
The caboose.
I have a whole other half.
Man, I'm in the caboose.
Did you pick against Lipscomb Academy again this week, Stormy?
They didn't play.
They're playing.
They're not on my pick. They're not on the pick.
Would you have picked against them or for them, though?
Who they're playing?
Good Pasture.
I would have taken Good Pasture.
Lipscomb Academy, 14-0 at half.
That's the Murphy Fair upset of the week, by the way.
You got to go with Murphy.
He was wrong last week. Oh, he wasn't. He picked the laws in. Let's see here. Tony Graves is continuing to send us text messages. Hey, Tony, hope you're doing well.
Stormy, Hendersonville's losing to Lebanon, 14-7.
Really? That is a little upset. Guru's upset specials. Lipscomb over Good Pasture.
I just don't see that as an upset, though. Lipscomb's good this year.
Oh, they lost to FRA.
Did they, or did they pull that one out?
Oh, they got beat.
Okay.
I lost that pick. Thank you very much. Well, right now, I think Dr. Jeremy Qualls has forgotten about us, to be honest with you.
It's okay, Stormy. That's more time we get to enjoy this great band performance by the Ravenwood Marching Raptors.
I wish there was some way we could, you know, just put it on a week when we could. We could do it on Facebook Live. Matter of fact, we might start doing that. The work and the time and the energy and the effort that these young people put in on these productions is phenomenal.
And Stormy, not alone just the sets and the costumes, but
the choreography.
Yeah.
That's precision. The precision. Look, I'm learning to play the guitar at my advanced age, and my son, who's 30, says, now, Dad,
even when you're 80, you can learn things.
I know it, but I'm not 80 yet. So maybe I'll learn more when I get there in 15 years. Bottom line is, he makes me walk around and play strumming instead of sitting down because I can't see what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And these kids are playing music. They've got no music in front of them. It's amazing. I absolutely hats off to the precision and what they're doing out there. It's just phenomenal. By the way, Tony Graves,
what is that Memphis score, Stormy?
The Memphis score is 44-10. Memphis State is playing Georgia State, which I didn't know Georgia State played football.
Is Georgia State or Georgia Southern?
Georgia State.
Georgia State.
And by the way, the original muscle hamster was Tony Graves.
Is that what he says?
No, but that's what I've been. I remember when he played at Memphis State.
Uh-huh.
He was about 5'9", about 155. Coach Williamson said if he'd weighed 200 pounds, they'd had to put a chain around his neck. He was a wild man.
So he's the original Rudy.
He was better than Rudy. This guy could hit. He would hit, stand over you, growl at you, and just dare you to get up.
Well, you know that Rudy was offside.
Yeah, I think he was. Yeah. Well, I saw the original. Have you ever seen the original video of that?
He's offside.
No, I don't mean the movie.
He's offside in real life.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
I've seen the video, and he really made the tackle.
Oh, yeah, he really made the tackle, but was he really offside?
No. No. Well, our score here at Ravenwood was 6 minutes and 28 seconds to go before in the halftime. Dr. Jeremy Qualls must have gotten a better offer, and we'll remind him of that next time we invite him to the house. We'll let him by. But our score here at Ravenwood, 14, Brentwood, 7. Marcus, your thoughts on the first half?
I mean, it took Brentwood a while to warm up right there, but once they did, they were moving the ball in chunks. Both quarterbacks, Garcia and Granzel, you can see the nerves, though, on them. When their ball's sails high, that's most time you're throwing off your back foot, or it's just nerves or excitement. Both defenses played, I think, fairly well for a rivalry game where everyone knows what everyone's going to be trying to do. That big screen pass was a great play over there by Brentwood on offense. There was one play after a loss of yard, set up the screen pass. Ravenwood just caught off guard.
Granville sold it.
He did sell it. He almost lost the ball too much, I thought.